I don't know about all of that.
But, tonight was an amazing environment. I mean, this is a tremendous place to play. It's one of the great places in college football. And their fans and their people, it was a tremendous atmosphere and environment. And with game day being here, and I thought our kids handled that very well. And I thought that was one of the keys in all phases. I'm very proud of our team, the way we competed in the game. I thought both the offensive line and defensive line did a great job of keeping a lot of control of the lines of scrimmage, which I think is very important in these kind of games, and allowed our skill guys to function and our secondary guys to make the picks because of pressure and things like that. But, you know, our coach, especially our coaches, did a tremendous job of getting these guys ready to play, and our players played very well. And, you know, our players, they care about each other, they love each other, and they played together as a team tonight. And we knew it was going to take a great effort to play a great Clemson team. We're very proud of our guys tonight.
Jimbo, how did that first play and then the quick touchdown set the tone?
Well, it does, because especially when you're on the road, you get confidence. Your young guys get confidence. You know, the crowd, you don't take them out, but you can make it manageable in what you're doing. And it was very critical, and our guys feed off each other. And we talked about sudden momentum changes, being able to handle momentum when you're on the road, being able to stop it if it goes one way, or once you get it, you got to try to ride it. And we were able to get that momentum and kept riding it.
Jimbo, this group is so confident, but not cocky. Where does that come from, and why is that different this year?
They're mature. They're growing. They're getting older. They understand the moments. You have to go through things and play in environments and atmospheres, and this team loves each other. This group is a very, very tight group of guys. They really care about each other. Our coaches do a great job with those guys of showing a lot of care. They coach them hard, but do those things, and they're understanding. There's a lot of substance. They don't worry about style. Style's not important to them. Substance is what matters. And they understand the power of preparation, and they feel prepared when they're going into the games because they prepare, and the way they practice and the way they do things. And so they're confident in their abilities. But and once they know, and once you get there and you know you can do it, you don't have to tell everybody you can do it. And that's what I'm proud of. There's better individual people on this team than there are players. I've said that the whole time. I love coaching this football team.
Jim, about 444 yards for Jameis. At a place like this, even you have to be.
Oh, I'm very proud. I mean, you don't ever know. I mean, guy's a competitor now. He steps up in the moments, but we played well around him. He had a great pass rush. Our offensive line did a great job. Our receivers did a great job of getting open. And I'll tell you this, the interception was on our fault. A headset went out. When we signaled the route to the receivers, they ran the double move. The coach that headset went out was signaling to Jameis, didn't hear the double move, so he threw the single move. And that's what caused the mistake on tonight. We had to throw the headset away and get another headset. That's why I hate these wireless headsets. You dag on this social media. We got to get some wires back out there. I'm telling you, it is. I mean, you're getting these big stands, it cuts out. I mean, that could have cost you a ball game. It cost us a huge turnover in the game. But he didn't make that mistake. But he handled it well. But we played well around him. I mean, Rashad Green taking that hitch and running. KB going up and making those plays, blocking. We're picking up blitzes. I mean, the guys around him played tremendous also.
Guys said that in the locker room they had a feeling that they could do something like this. What was the locker room like before the game?
Prepared, confident, ready to play. I think they were high emotionally, but they weren't so high that they weren't trying to win this game on emotion. They were winning on, they knew it was going to be execution and how they prepared, and they understand how to push themselves, but not too well, not too high to where they can't function and play. And I thought they did a great job of handling that. And that's critical in big games like this.
Jimbo,
we're growing as a team.
One of the things Jameis said, he said early in the game, he looked at his guys, and it's loud. And it's really loud. And he goes, hey, we're not playing against noise. I mean, how does a 19-year-old kid think of that?
He learns to, we talk about all the time, eliminating clutter. Deal with things that matter. Learn to prioritize. It's something in our life that I don't do. I mean, none of us do a good enough job of. But you got to prioritize in what matters. And what you can control. And he understands. We talk a lot about that. We spend a lot of time in those conversations. But he is also very mature to be able to handle that. That's a gift. And he's a mature young man.
Jim, when you talk about maturity, how will that come in? How important will that be now? Everything's going to get ripped up.
Yeah.
The spotlight was on you before. It's going to be...
We got to prepare and play. And like I said, the good thing about that locker room, it was happy. But it wasn't crazy. I mean, they expected to play well. They thought they'd play well. And we know next week we got to get ready tomorrow and start on NC State. That's the next season. Next season starts next week. Then we go the next game. Then the next game. They're doing a great job of that, and our power of preparation is critical.
Do you feel like you're coaching the best coaching?
I'll let you all decide that. I love coaching the guys I coach because I love going to, because I know what their hearts are. I know what's inside them. I know what these guys love, trust, and believe in each other so much, and they're fun to coach, guys. They really are.
Yeah, what are you, Jones, stand up, Christian Jones, and why is it working so well?
Well, we've just moved him around in his athleticism. He does a great job on the edge. And he gets with all of his own read teams. Now, you got a guy who can squeeze it, get back out, can rush the passer, can drop. I mean, that's probably the most natural place for him. And as we expand, but he can go inside and do things because he can run and cover. But we just started using his versatility. And it takes a while to grasp the defense because it's his first year in it.
Tim, what does it say about your defense? You have one of the most prolific offenses in the country in their place.
I'm going to tell you, the key tonight was defense. I was proud of our defense. I mean, I've said the last 2 weeks, our defense has been the key, creating the turnovers, creating the opportunities, and just keeping, I mean, making those guys work for everything they got, the different looks and different pressures. They're really grasping the whole system, and I'm extremely proud for those guys.
Can you talk about in this environment tonight, I think this is the most points ever scored by the visiting team.
Someone said that tonight. I mean, it's tough to do. I mean, but, you know, we were able to finish and play a good game. I'm happy. Now we've got to get ready to play another one.
Coach, you did just blow out the number three team in the country at their place, and she just asked, Heather just asked, if you have the best team in the country. I mean, why shouldn't people think that you are the best
team? Well, I think we have a heck of a team. I'm not doubting our team or anything. We got a lot of ball to play. And if we keep taking care of our business, the country will see and we'll get to where we got to go. But I'm extremely proud of this football team. I am. I'm not scared to play it. We got a good team.
Jim, almost 300 yards tonight against the Blitz. Why is this offense so good against pressure?
Well, I think because they communicate. We have a lot of verses. We do a lot of things that in protection, but our guys pick them up. They're able to scan them, and James is able to manage them and know where to go with the ball when the blitz is coming, find the one-on-ones, and he puts the time in the film study. And those guys also get open. Those receivers now, they can play.
Coach, you had a couple of young guys make plays on defense tonight. You had Mario taking back the fumble.
We're still people don't realize we're still a young football team. There's only three seniors on offense. There's only about five or six on defense that are playing a lot. I mean, we still are a young football team. I mean, so it's fun to watch these young guys grow and make those plays in those moments.
Yeah, but one of those seniors, LaMarcus Joyner, had a heck of a game.
Let me tell you, him and Telvin now, them two suckers run around. LaMarcus is like the Energizer Bunny. He's just a heck of a football player. I'm glad he's on my side. I know that.
Jim, you talked about that balance of the team being very emotional before the game, but very businesslike in how they executed. How much of that stems from Jameis' personality, that he's so competitive, but he's kind of a goofball with it?
I mean, it could be that. But I think some of our older guys, we give a lot of credit to Jameis, which we should. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of older guys that have been through some trials and tribulations here that understand and have grown with, like you say, Telvin, Marcus, and Christian Jones, and all those, Timmy Jernigan, and you know, Cam, all those, Brian Stork. I mean, there's a lot of high-character guys that way that keep that team. And Rashad Green, these guys we know we talked about, man. You talk about a leader behind the scene, Rashad Green. That guy now is glue now, big time. And it locked from Jameis, but there's a lot of those other guys, too. There's some great individuals on this football team.
Coming in, did you know you could get this out of Nick tonight? Did you see something where –
With O'Leary?
Yeah.
Now, we know Nick's always in our plans, and there's a lot of calls when people take him away wide open. Jameis has the ability to go to all five guys, and how coverage dictates. We read through it. I mean, it's not called, and we're 1-2 here. Our system is open. We go to everybody, and he's allowed to distribute to all the guys. And he's seeing the field well, and he's getting the ball where it has to be. He's reading coverage as well.
The night that Cam had to get going against Beasley?
Tremendous. I mean, when you can sit in that pocket, you know that, you ain't got that pressure. I tell you what, you get hit. I don't care any quarterback in America. When they get hit a few times, it affects them. And those guys protect him and allowed him to get his feet set, get his confidence, and that allowed him to play.
What were you guys able to do to take Boyd out of a rhythm?
I'm sorry?
You guys were able to take Kaj in that time?
Well, I think we won first down a lot. We were able to stop the running game, which got him in second long, and then we were able to pressure and create some different looks in the secondary. Because that guy's a great football player now. I mean, he really is.
Coach, how important has Bobby Hart's improvement been for this team?
Critical. All those guys. I mean, all those young guys. They're growing. They're feeding off each other, and they understand the importance that the guy beside him is doing it. You know, we learned that last night in a film called The Lone Survivor. Peter Berg in Film 44 allowed us to have a special viewing of that film last night. And I'm going to tell you, y'all were in for something here coming up. I'm going to tell you something. That's a phenomenal. And Marcus Luttrell, who went through, y'all read the book The Lone Survivor. And that, guys, I mean, you talk about eye-opening and life-changing for what it saw and how those guys dealt with those things. And they quoted that movie during the game and before the game and things that went on. And that, you know, there's a lot of things out there. These guys are growing up and understand there's a lot of people out there sacrificing and doing some things for them to be what they were able to do. And all we're asking them to do is play a daggone football game. And it was an amazing night.
Did you have a feel going? You seem kind of quietly confident all week. Did you kind of feel that you know these guys are going to...
I like this team. I like this team. And I can, when we practice well and we prepare, where I know we've got a chance. Now, we still have to go play. There's a lot of ball. I mean, we haven't won anything. We haven't done anything. But, you know, next games get bigger and bigger, but we just have to keep preparing and stay in the same product. But, I keep saying I like this football team.
me of you guys did a good job staying out of bad leverage situations and the way that you sort of kept things mixed on first down. How much of that was sort of package stuff where he's reading the box?
Bunch.
Versus
there's a bunch. I mean, we have certain ones. Or run, certainly run, pass, or pass, run. I mean, he had all those combinations in there to make it the right decisions. And the guys around him, because of the noise and everything, they did a great job of getting to where they had to get. Because there's a lot of little adjustments we make in there that our guys are understanding. They're really grasping what we're doing.
Jimbo, again, you guys scored at the end of the first half and your first possession in the second. It's an amazing streak you got going.
Well, it's something we try to emphasize, and hopefully we can... we can keep it going, but it's something that I think you can. When you score points, that's 10 points before they ever get their hands on the ball, and I think those are critical if you can present them in the right way. And you ain't gonna be able to do it all the time, but that's just one of the things we talk about of how to win a football game and control a football game.
Two questions left. Jimbo, how big was it? As good as the defense has been the last couple of years, not creating a ton of turnovers. Tonight, you created big turnovers.
Turnovers, penalties, and big plays change the game more than anything. And they were able to create them and give us some great field position. Then we were able to convert off of them. That was the other critical thing in going into that. Our defense is doing a great job. Jeremy and the staff and Sal, and everybody's doing a great job.
Timber, explain the headset thing again. What exactly happened?
You're on wireless. And you get on you get down below the 30-yard line, sometimes they go in and out. But sometimes you get in the big stadiums, they go in and out. I called the play. And I called a double move. And our receiver coach heard it and got the signal to the receivers. And Randy, the headset went out, and all he heard was the first part of the play. He didn't hear the double move. So he signals Jameis and the rest of the guys the single move. Jameis throws a single move, and we run the double move. And nobody was really wrong. Nobody's at fault. I mean, it was just and that's a shame because you ought to be able to eliminate that out. That cost somebody a game one. I say it all the time. I hate that when you go wireless, all you media, y'all like, and y'all can't even come up. I say this again. And you still can't come up with a daggone mic that you ain't got to stick down somebody's shirt. We can hear stuff on the moon. We can call stuff on the moon and hear something. And you can't put a mic on a guy and you got to run it down my shirt and make me unduck my shirt every time I do an interview. I got a standing order right here. If somebody will invent it, give me 10%. You can name it. That's all I want. Just spend your time on it.
All right. Thanks, guys.